I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
So, Jamie.
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at your video right now. What you sent me yesterday.
Yeah. Is that amazing?
Pretty damn good.
Right?
Yeah. When you go look, and if you don't know what we're talking about, Jamie was doing a wall. What is that you put in between the two colors?
A silicone.
Okay. So you're doing a wall.
Yeah.
And in between the crease of the...
Of the ceiling and the wall are two different colors.
And you put in...
I put a little bit of silicone in there because I kept messing up and getting on the other wall. And then I mess up and get on the ceiling. And then I mess up and get on the wall. And it was I've painted it 8,000 times.
So, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You were using the silicone as your painter's tape?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's a new one.
I know. Somebody texted it to me, so I tried it. So what happened is it became a mess, right? So
yeah,
I used silicone in between the wall and the ceiling as my painter's tape. Is exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, then it didn't set up right, and it was gooey as hell.
Oh,
and
it was ugly.
I was really crying, and I was like, what have I done? I've destroyed my wall. Like, what am I going to do? And so then yesterday, and I let it set for 2 days because I was so sad. I was so sad because I tried to paint over it, and it went brown.
Well, when you look at the picture
poop brown.
Yeah, the poop brown
yeah.
pictures, when you look at those, it went horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong.
I mean, you almost need to take out the wall.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
You have to re-drywall it because I have silicone now everywhere. So I'm freaking out. Like, what have you done? Because I'm trying to make my house real, real pretty to either sell or lease, and because my sister's coming.
And there's a ton of people out there that during this COVID-19, you've been doing your DIY projects.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been, you know, trying to do a little something around the house because we're spending all of our time at home.
Right. So then yesterday, I'm like, okay, we got to fix this because it's poop brown because silicone mixed with gray paint turns poop brown. I just want you guys to know that. It's not in the color scale, but silicone and gray equals brown.
Yeah, it's if nothing else, we have proof right here in these pictures.
So I was so pissed off. So yesterday I took a chopstick. Or no, I took a...
toothbrush.
No, first I took a skewer for chicken.
Oh, okay.
And what's that called? Like a beef and all that.
Yeah, shish kebab stick.
I took a shish kebab and I ran it along the line and it came off and it was a perfect white line. I was like, oh my God, it worked. It made a perfect, because I have it in that video. I made a perfect white line with my shish kebab stick, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, this is going to work. So then I took a toothbrush and I took all the rest of the slime off of the silicone. Perfect line.
It is.
It is perfect.
It is.
I don't
Turned
know how. I thank you, Jesus. I'm not you. You're not Jesus. But thank you, the Lord, because I was in a pickle.
Yeah.
And it turned out perfect.
Boy, you just needed to let it dry.
I think that, or I think I missed a step. I think you're supposed to use actual painter's tape to line up the silicone so you don't go past it. Because I went past it on the... That's exactly how I paint. I went past it on the ceiling. I went past it on the wall. But it
you kind of got lucky.
I know.
You really did.
I know.
You really got lucky because I could see what you did before.
It was gooey as crap.
You just give up at that point.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to use silicone. I think I did something wrong because the girl that said, she said you can grab the corner and then pull it all the way down the line. Well, silicone, you can't do that. It was just gooey.
It worked out.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
Now,
you guys,
over the weekend,
I look like a freaking painter.
Well, hopefully when
I'm like Bob Ross, but
okay,
with boobs.
Okay, all right, get it. Jeepers, creepers.
And so, better hair.
Over the weekend, my wife has all these pictures she wants to put up, and they're quite small. They various sizes, but they're small, about 12 to 15 fitting on one wall.
Did she order them online? Because I've seen those commercials. Are they like tiles?
Kind of like that, but they're very small. And what it has in there are these keys that you get from Disney. They're all themed.
Oh, okay.
I guess you get Jungle Book, you get Frozen, you know, all Disney stuff. Okay.
Gotcha.
So they come and she framed them. She matted them out and did all the work herself. And so I've got to help with the hanging of these pictures.
You're the
right?
man. You must hang.
Yeah.
Yes.
Folks, this thing. It looks like a 2-year-old stuck these on the wall. They're so out of proportion. There's like 14 or 15 of them.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And I'll take you a picture today when I get home, but it looks like I was blind.
Well, 14, first of all, in your defense,
yeah.
Laying out and especially going upstairs, because now you don't have a flat wall. Now you have to figure out the stairs and the whole thing.
Thank you.
So 14 pictures, that is quite trying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's not what I heard at home.
Because that's on a slope.
Yeah.
You have to hang them.
What I heard was more, you can't even hang a picture.
So, do you have a laser level?
No, I got a level, but it's just your standard construction level, right?
Okay.
But it's, you know, a good 3 feet long or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what I use. But I think my whole schematics of how I wanted to arrange and stuff, I don't think that worked out for me.
Well,
I think that's where I made my mistake.
Okay, so let me help you.
Okay, go right ahead.
I'm like a DIY queen.
You are. You are, because Jamie said, hey, Beach, I've got the answer for you.
I have the answer, right. Even though I used runny silicone.
Yeah. My problem is this. Let me tell you what part of my problem is. I did use a level, but still, the pictures are crooked. That's the bottom line.
Okay, so here's what you do. You take painter's tape, again.
Say what?
Yeah, and then you put it on the back of the picture, right? And then you know where the holes are on the pictures? Like you might have four. Or you might have two.
Mm-hmm.
How many have?
Two.
So you put painter's tape exactly across the top, and you line it all up, put it on there, and then you mark the painter's tape with a little pin in each hole.
Yeah.
And then you stick it on the wall where you think you might want it, and you leave it there, and then you do that 13 more times with each picture, and then you can like lay them out and see how you like it, and then you use your level for the painter's tape, and you get it all pretty, and all you'll see is big blues. You know, crap everywhere, but at least you can eye it before you drill it. Yeah. Hi, my name's
Jay. Son of a gun.
You nail once, that's it.
One time.
I will never hear the phrase, you can't even hang a picture.
No, it's...
Ever again!
Isn't that amazing?
Thanks to this tip.
Because what I do is, like, I try to measure between where the two holes are on the back of a picture. I never get it right, and then I'm like, but then... Okay, so it might have been my son.
That's a great trick.
My son's dad came over the other day and he hung something and he did it. And I was like, I'm going to be honest. I haven't known this for my whole life. I've known it for a week since he hung the bubble wall. But he came over because I couldn't hang the stupid ass bubble wall because it was like 80 pounds. But he did it and he used painter's tape. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, this is how you figure out where to put the holes on the wall. I knew that.
That is genius.
I didn't know.
That's crazy. Why has that secret been kept a secret?
I know, right?
That's not cool.
Exactly. And I'm finding all these things. I'm like, why didn't I know? That's so much easier.
You know how many people out there that are doing their own projects at home and you're finding out, you know, and the great part of it all is if you have any questions and why I didn't think of this, I have no idea. But if you don't go to YouTube, you're not doing yourself a favor, pal.
Yeah.
Because YouTube has a video for anything you want to do in your house.
It's true, except for I got upside down in antifreeze.
What do you mean?
Because they're saying use the waterless antifreeze, and then some people are like, that engine isn't right, and then it said go the owner's manual. What the hell?
Okay, maybe not everything. Okay. But most things it's got.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.